Hi, I'm Brian.
Hey,
Brian. Hi. Hi, so I'm visiting from North River. I actually got baptized here on December 18th. And I'm thankful for Jim asking me to do this communion message. It's an honor, and this is my first time. So it's very special to reflect on the birth and the death of Jesus Christ and what it means to us. Technology, am I right? No, it doesn't. That's right. He's always reliable.
Right.
Exactly. All right, almost there. Okay. Okay. So I'd like for everyone to turn to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. All right. Give you some time to get there. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So, and it says, when we read the scripture, it says that in the hope of coming to repentance. So it says, Jesus died for the world in the hopes that we would change our heart and mind. Have you ever given up someone that you loved with all your heart just for it not to go your way? And also, I have a question to ask you guys. How many of you have heard of the 2008 crash? Most of you probably have. At that time, I was about 6 years old. I don't remember all the details, but I remember my parents stressing out about it. I remember it being on the news. I just remember the anxiety. I wasn't in a cognitive space to remember the details and what was going on. I just remember that something wasn't right. And I have a question to ask you. And you guys can raise your hands. This is also interactive. So, would you sell your house or quit your job during the 2008 crash? How many of you would do that? Knowing that your investments are failing, you can't trust the bank, how many of you would sell your most prized possession during that time? No. Saw a few hands. Some of you are bold. Some of you have faith. So the reason why I bring that up, as I said, most of you would not do this, but it would seem foolish and high-risk bet. In the same way, the core of our faith in Christ seems foolish and high-risk to the world, and sometimes even to ourselves when we go through storms, temptation, and tough refinement of our faith. Now I want you to turn to another scripture. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. All right. It says, "For this message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved is the power of God." Now, speaking on investments, how do we invest in Christ? One way how Christ teaches us to invest in him is to die with him on the cross so we can remain in him. This means continually dying to our sin and flesh and remaining dead to the old self. And that means we are willing to choose him even though we still struggle with our sin and evil desires and through whatever burden we experience. This to me is full wholehearted dedication. Jesus chose to invest in us before he knew us, before we were created and before the world was made. He gave up his closest relationship with his Father so that we could be adopted into Christ. He gave up a perfect life in heaven for 30-some years to invest, transform, and refine us. Before the world or time was set in place, the Lord had your life written out for you. And grace was apportioned to you before you knew what grace was. Let us meditate on his unmatched sacrifice through communion and our compassion for each other. All right, and let's pray. Dear God, I'm grateful today that we're here together and that you got us here safely and that we can really meditate on your death and resurrection. I pray that we won't let this become a dull lullaby in our lives as we see and hear it every day, but let it be the focal point of our faith as we walk this life and through the world and with people that may not appreciate our faith, but understand that our validation comes from you and not others. And let us take communion. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.